Hello and welcome to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells. And what a great and mighty God we serve. What an awesome day that we have. What a day to live in, that you and I may know our Father face to face. I want to go straight into the word today about what Yahweh is saying to you, something he's been sharing with me, and I know it's for you. You can go ahead and just receive this word as if God was speaking it to you himself. Now, that's kind of a bold statement I'm saying, but I know it's the truth. He wants you to walk in confidence. He brought me to a place today where he reminded me, my blessed mother, she's in heaven now, but she would tell me something. She said, son, sometimes in life you have to do things afraid. So don't not, well, that's not proper English. You know, don't stay away from it. Just do it afraid if you got to, but get it done. Now that sounds simple, and I rejoice when she gave me the word. I believe the word. And I'm just now realizing that means in almost everything that you're going to have to do what God has for you, or your desires, or your goals, or your dreams. And you may have to do it afraid to get to the other side of the destiny. I want to talk about Peter just for a moment. We give Peter a hard time sometimes, but then we also honor Peter. But Peter reminds me, out of all the disciples, Peter reminds me the most of myself. And, you know, you can find yourself in characters in the Bible of what characteristic traits they have that you can illuminate or say, wow, that, you know, that's in me. You know, let's talk about Peter for a moment when Jesus was on the water and Peter's in the boat and other disciples are in the boat and Jesus is walking to them. While he's on the water. Now you got to understand this. This is not something they were assured of. If you listen to what they say, they're like, you know, Peter was like, hey, if that's you, Jesus, bid me to come, you know. Hey, if that's you, bid me to come, you know. Jesus, like, come on out here, you know. So, but we make fun of Peter because Peter fell, but Peter is registered in the word of God for thousands of years now that he walked on water. It wasn't like he put his foot out and fell right away. It's only when he began to look in the natural realm that he began to fall. Jesus grabbed his hand and pulled them, and instantly they were in the boat. But I want to talk about the few moments that he has that me and you have never had. Instead of knocking Peter for his, like, oh, wow, you know, Peter, he went on there and he started sinking. Well, yes, I get it. I get it. And there's a whole nother sermon about that and the reason. And it's really to give us the revelation of how to walk on the water completely in this life and the physical water, as well as walking on the waters of life, or going in the heavenly realm and walking on the upper waters of Mem, on the lower waters and the deep waters of Yahweh, and going to see things that we've never seen. But I want to talk about this for a moment, because when Peter stepped out, he walked those steps. It doesn't say how many steps he walked before he fell, but he walked those steps and he walked on water. He did it afraid. You say, well, how do you know he was afraid? Because once he recognized what the world he was doing, he went from faith into fear. And in the fear, he began to sink. But look at Jesus. Did Jesus, like, oh, just let the dude drown? No. He reached up and grabbed them, and then they were in the boat, okay? So, no, he came to him with his love and his mercy and brought him back up to the place that he was. So he did it. Now, we may want to make fun of Peter for falling, but everyone else in the boat, they stayed in the boat. They don't have the testimony that they walked on the water 1 foot, 10 feet, 5 feet, whatever it was. More feet than me and you's ever walked on. Why? Because you have to do things. Sometimes you have to just do it afraid. And a lot of times our mind of trying to do what's right. I have a really good friend of mine, and she told me that one time a minister was ministering to her and said that she was a careful failure. Why? She was careful. What it was, she never wanted to fail God. She was afraid of failing God. She didn't want to step out and do something wrong, or she didn't want to go the wrong way. She didn't want to make that decision that wouldn't be, oh God, are you sure that 100% your will? Instead of jumping out in faith, accomplishing it and getting it done, and therefore was told many years ago, well, you're a careful failure. Oh, of course, she's grown since then, and that's a thing of the past. That's all over with. She's way a great success, mighty, mighty woman of Yahweh. All right? But is that not like us sometimes? We want to do things so good. We want to do things so right. We want to do things so perfect. Or we try to think things through. And so since we think things through, we don't get accomplished. We don't get it done. We don't go and finish that word. We don't go out there and walk on that water, per se, whether it's in business or relationship or a family or ministry or our everyday life. These things happen to us, right? Because of the fact that you're always saying, I want you to go and don't be afraid. Go do it afraid. Well, what if I miss you, Lord? There were some things that God was telling me, and it was like, okay, God, but I don't know how to do that. You ever been told to do something, whether by God or life or your job or a relationship, and I don't know how to do that. So you kind of scare you away from it. No one runs to the teacher for punishment. No one runs to the principal for heavy direction. No, we want to go to the gentlest spot, the easiest spot, the most comfortable spot of life, and oh, okay, this is the way we can do it, and we'll just do it that way. But it takes a measurement of faith to please Yahweh. See, Yahweh is pleased by your faith. Come on, I want you to get this in your spirit. Yahweh is pleased by your faith. It's inside of your faith that's going to open up the mighty doors of the Father before you. I want you to get that in your spirit right now. Because Yahweh is telling you to step into the deep. And even though it seems that you may sink, and Jesus may have to come and grab you and pull you up, but he's saying move forward in faith. Do it afraid. Do it afraid. Listen, I'll go back to my own childhood. When I was a child, I did not like roller coaster rides. You say, well, why? I have no idea. I was scared. Don't even know why I was scared. And I grew up around this place called Pontchartrain Beach in New Orleans. I actually had my first date with my wife at Pontchartrain Beach in New Orleans way, 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 way long time ago. Okay, 1982. So I remember going as a kid. My brother would go on these roller coasters with my dad. My dad would beg me to go, and I just wouldn't go. And I'd cry and act like a baby, and I still don't even know why. Well, then one day I finally decided to go on one. They built this thing, which was even greater than the Zephyr. It was the Raging Cajun. And it would turn upside down and stuff. But I said, I want to go on this. I want to go on this. This looks so cool. But my fear was trying to keep me from doing it. I said, no, I'm going to do it. I did it. I never got off a roller coaster since. I went on the Zephyr. I went on all of them. The only one I didn't go on was the Wild Mouse, which I think it was broken the time that I went, but I really regret not going on the Wild Mouse. Why? Because there was so many experiences in life that I didn't get because I was afraid, instead of just doing it afraid. Just do it afraid. Somebody needs to hear this. Step out in faith. Pray for someone, even if you fear that nothing's going to happen. Go out and make that investment, even though you're afraid to go out and risk it. Go out and move forward, even though you're afraid. Go ask God for secrets and mysteries and things that you've never had before, to see him face to face, even though you might be afraid. Go beyond your limits into the natural limits, and go on the other side of the veil into the supernatural limits, which there is none, because in the supernatural world, everything is made possible to him that believe. So we have to get past this. Speak to your body. I don't care how long you've been sick. Speak to your body that, nope, you know what? I've had enough of this sickness. We're going to work on this until it's gone. Yahweh's a healer. You know, a lot of times people have been quoting a lot lately, physician, heal yourself. I even hate when they say that. Though I understand it comes out of the Bible, and I understand what they're saying. Grow up and become a mature son. But hey, listen, if you're sick and you've done prayed a million times and you're not getting better, the last thing you want to hear is physician, heal yourself. No, you want to hear, hey, you, can you come heal me? Can God can heal me? Can Jesus heal me? Can Holy Spirit heal me? Can a physician heal me? Can a doctor heal me? I don't care. Just get me healed. Right? But I want to encourage you to step back into the mode of, you know what? Yeshua, you are my physician and you live inside of me and you give me authority to walk in divine nature and divine health. And I'm going to speak to this thing. I don't care what the doctors say. Oh, yeah, I got to take medicine. I got to go do this. I got to go do this. Wisdom says to follow the natural protocol unless God tells you otherwise. Follow the natural protocol of what they tell you and follow through. But don't let your faith stop with what the doctor measures can do. Because this is something we are learned in America more so anywhere else. We get comfortable. The doctor gives us some measurements that kind of calms things down. And we're not pressing in our faith anymore to be completely healed. We want God to heal us. We're hoping he's healed us. And yeah, maybe one day he will. But we're just going to rely on what we got. Now, don't get me wrong. That doesn't mean don't do that. Hey, I have high blood pressure because I gained all that weight. Hey, I'm on the blood pressure pill. Thank God I'm on half the pills that I used to be for blood pressure since I lost half my weight, and I'm working on the other half of the weight, and the doctor said I'll be off all my weight. So I'm not going to get off the pill. I'm stupid. But I'm still speaking to my body. I'm not just going to be comfortable and settle for what the doctor says and what my body's saying. I'm decreeing the healing power of Yahweh. See, go do it afraid. Somebody needs to hear this. You need to step out in faith. Go do it afraid. Peace be unto you, says the Lord of hosts. Peace be unto you, says the Lord of hosts. That's what you need, the shalom peace. Shalom peace to go and do and be as God has commanded for you. Don't stay in that bad situation no more. Stop. Get out of the boat. Begin to walk with the Lord. If you begin to sink, Jesus is right there. The governance of Yahweh is right there. The Holy Spirit is right there. The Father is right there loving you and pulling on you and wooing you and calling you into himself. Remove the spirit of fear. And if you know what, I want to close with this. No, I'll do a podcast on this tomorrow. Make sure you listen to tomorrow's podcast. I have another key to this that's going to even help you more. Well, once again, this is Sagima Bay. I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.